Evolved, your electric vehicle journey begins here. A complete guide for first-time EV owners. Disclaimer: the advice included in this guide is intended to help new EV owners have the best experience with their new vehicle. It provides basic information about how EVs operate and how to make the best use of their features and options. This guide is not a replacement for following the advice or instruction provided by the vehicle's owner's manuals or other documentation created by the manufacturer or from qualified electricians and EV mechanics. Any mention of specific products or services in this text is not intended to constitute an endorsement or a guarantee of quality. Clean Foundation and its partners, affiliates, employees, and contractors accept no responsibility or liability for any direct, indirect, incidental, or consequential loss or damage that any person may sustain as a result of the information in or anything done in or omitted in reliance on this guide, and any failure to comply with or non-compliance with local or national laws, codes, or standards. The information in this guide is current to its publication date. Future users should take care to verify whether there may have been changes or amendments subsequent to the publication date. Users of this guide are solely responsible to meet all legal and regulatory requirements. The testimonials and quotes featured in this guidebook were collected through a survey conducted by Clean Foundation, gathering insights and experiences directly from EV owners in Atlantic Canada. Copyright 2025 by Clean Foundation. All rights reserved. No part of this publication may be reproduced, distributed, or transmitted in any form or by any means without the prior written permission of the author. Welcome to the EV Experience. Evolved is your trusted resource for owning an electric vehicle, an EV. Whether you're new to the vehicle or are already cruising with a few years of experience, this guidebook will help you navigate the road ahead with confidence. With EV adoption on the rise in Atlantic Canada, it's becoming more important every day to separate fact from fiction. We acknowledge that there's a lot of information and misinformation available. That's why this guide was created, to clear up the confusion and streamline your way into the world of EVs. This guidebook covers the journey of EV ownership, including charging advice, road trip planning, maintenance tips, and more. Evolved was made possible through funding from Natural Resources Canada's Zero Emission Vehicle Awareness Initiative, ZEVAI, under the administration of Clean Foundation. We acknowledge their support in advancing public awareness and understanding of electric vehicles in Atlantic Canada. Clean Foundation would also like to recognize our partners who have made significant contributions to advancing the electrification of Atlantic Canada's transportation network. Their valuable insights have greatly supported the development of this guidebook's content. Drive Electric, Efficiency Nova Scotia, Newfoundland and Labrador Hydro, CAA, NB Lung, Take Charge, Next Ride, NB Power, Drive Electric Newfoundland and Labrador Resource Center, the Province of Prince Edward Island, EV Assist Nova Scotia, Nova Scotia Power, Safe Drivers PEI, and evaac.ca. Part 1. Why drive an electric vehicle? What is an EV? For this guidebook, an EV is defined as a vehicle that can be plugged in to charge, is powered by an electric motor, can produce zero emissions from the tailpipe while driving, and has a regenerative braking feature. What is regenerative braking? Regenerative braking lets EVs capture energy when slowing down or braking, converting it into power to recharge the battery. Refer to your owner's manual for vehicle-specific details. There are two main types of EVs available: battery electric vehicles, BEV, and plug-in hybrid electric vehicles, PHEV, each with distinct features. For the purpose of this guidebook, non-plug-in hybrids, or mild hybrids, are not classified as EVs. Does this guidebook apply to your vehicle? Let's find out. Battery electric vehicle, BEV. Also known as fully electric, a battery electric vehicle, BEV, is powered entirely by electricity. Its energy is stored in an onboard battery and is charged through external charging and regenerative braking. This electricity is then directed to one or more electric motors, which drive the vehicle forward without relying on gasoline or other fuels. Plug-in hybrid electric vehicle, PHEV. A plug-in hybrid vehicle, PHEV, is the middle ground between a BEV and a gas-powered vehicle. It's powered by an electric motor and an internal combustion engine, ICE, which is the engine used in gas-powered vehicles. Once the electric range is used up, or during rapid acceleration, heating, or air conditioning demands, the engine takes over to power the vehicle. This allows the vehicle to seamlessly switch between electric or gas power for improved efficiency. Hybrid electric vehicles, HEV. Not covered in this guidebook, a non-plug-in hybrid vehicle, or mild hybrid, is primarily powered by an ICE in combination with one or more electric motors. They do not plug into a charger, and instead use regenerative braking and the engine as a generator to charge the battery. Why own an EV? How does an EV compare to your current gas-powered vehicle? And is owning one worth the investment? Are they convenient to charge? Can they fit into your daily routine? Are EVs as eco-friendly as claims suggest? These are all common questions Atlantic Canadians have when weighing their options. Those who have already made the transition to an EV are likely familiar with many of the following benefits. It's always helpful to reinforce the facts to better understand how your EV is making a difference. This guidebook will show you how EVs offer substantial benefits for efficiency, the environment, and your wallet, while also transforming the way you drive. Efficiency benefits. Did you know EVs use energy much more efficiently than gas-powered vehicles? EVs convert about 85% of their battery energy into motion, compared to just 15% for gas-powered vehicles. To measure energy consumption, traditional gas-powered vehicles use liters per 100 kilometers, while EVs use kilowatt-hours per 100 kilometers. You can think of kilowatt-hours as the electric equivalent to liters of fuel. A gas-powered vehicle has a fuel tank that can store so many liters of fuel, and an EV has a battery that can store so many kilowatt-hours of energy. Let's crunch the numbers and compare the distance traveled between a gas-powered vehicle and its electric counterpart using the same costs. How far does $1.70 get you? A price of fuel per liter at $1.70 in a 2024 Hyundai Kona, 11.63 kilometers a liter. A utility kilowatt-hour rate of 19 cents in a 2024 Hyundai Kona EV, 5.52 kilometers per kilowatt-hour. An EV gives you 37 extra kilometers for the same cost as a liter of gas. Since EVs don't burn fuel, there's no energy loss when converting heat to motion. While they still lose energy, a good portion of it is recaptured through regenerative braking and fed back to the battery. Economic benefits. The upfront costs of an EV may seem high, but the real savings kick in once you own an EV, as the total cost of ownership, TCO, is significantly lower compared to gas-powered vehicles. The used EV market is also growing, which makes them easier to find. What is TCO? The TCO considers all direct and indirect costs of a product or service over its useful life. Understanding the TCO can help you get the most from your investment, including the purchase of a new vehicle. When buying a vehicle, consumers often focus on the sale price and immediate fuel costs, overlooking important factors like ongoing maintenance expenses and long-term fuel costs that can add up significantly with a gas-powered vehicle. These hidden costs are motivating more people to make the switch to EVs. How much does it cost to drive 15,000 kilometers per year in Nova Scotia? In a 2024 Hyundai Kona all-wheel drive, gas would be $2,192. In a 2024 Hyundai Kona EV, the battery electric vehicle would be $516. Your estimated annual fuel savings, $1,676. Tired of oil changes and unexpected visits to the mechanic? EVs come with far fewer maintenance demands than traditional gas-powered vehicles. Routine checkups and tire rotations are all you really need. According to the Canadian Automobile Association, CAA, EV owners spend approximately half as much on maintenance and repairs compared to those who own conventional gas-powered vehicles. We'll learn more about EV maintenance later. Insurance premiums can vary in costs due to many factors. The best advice is to shop around, as some companies may charge more to insure an EV, while others might reward you with lower premiums for driving an environmentally friendly vehicle. Environmental benefits. There's a common belief that producing EVs have environmental drawbacks that can offset their benefits. While it's true that EVs use more materials and energy in production, they make up for this over their lifetime. In fact, within just 2 years of driving, a gas-powered vehicle's carbon dioxide, CO2 emissions, will exceed the total emissions from manufacturing an EV. This is because gas-powered vehicles continuously create emissions throughout their lifetime, whereas EVs hardly do in day-to-day use. In a lifetime emissions comparison of gas versus electric vehicles over 8 to 12 years, a gas-powered vehicle, such as a Toyota Camry, would have a combined 68 tons of material, manufacturing, operations, and direct emissions versus just 15 tons for an electric vehicle, such as a Tesla Model 3. This comparison assumes a clean electricity grid for charging the electric vehicle, as the emissions benefit of EVs depends significantly on how the electricity used to charge them is generated. Even when an EV is charged using fossil fuel-based electricity grids like those in Nova Scotia, EVs produce nearly 50% less emissions than the average gas-powered vehicle. But what about the battery? Even after years of use in an EV, many batteries will have enough capacity to be put to good use in second life applications. Old batteries can be reused to power vehicles with lower range needs, like golf carts, or even be used for renewable energy storage. In a breakdown of the potential uses of second life batteries from EVs based on battery capacity, 20% of battery capacity will be realized in first life use of an electric vehicle, while 50% of battery capacity will remain for second life use as energy storage before an end of use recycling.